The Concordant Version of the Old Testament, copyright 2021 by the Concordant Publishing Concern. The Book of Malachi, Chapter 1. The Load of the Word of Yahweh to Israel by the Hand of Malachi. I love you, says Yahweh. Yet you say, in what way do you love us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother? Averring is Yahweh, yet I am loving Jacob, yet Esau I hate. And I shall make his mountains a desolation, and his allotment is for the wild jackals of the wilderness. Though Edom shall say, we are destitute, yet we shall return and shall build the deserted places. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, they shall build, yet I shall demolish. And they will call them boundary of wickedness, and the people to whom Yahweh is indignant until the eon. And your eyes they shall see, and you shall say, let Yahweh be magnified beyond the boundary of Israel. A son, he is glorifying his father, and a servant his Lord. Yet if I am a father, where is my glory? And if I am a Lord, where is the fear of me? Says Yahweh of hosts to you, the priests who are despising my name. Yet you say, in what way do we despise your name? You are bringing close on my altar sullied bread, and you say, in what way do we sully you? When you say, the table of Yahweh, it is despised. And when you are bringing close the blind for sacrifice, is there no evil? And when you are bringing close the lame and the ill, is there no evil? Offer it, I pray, to your viceroy. Will he accept you or lift up your face? Says Yahweh of hosts. And now beseech, I pray, the face of El, that he may be gracious to us. From your hand has this come. Would he lift up our faces because of you? Says Yahweh of hosts. Who, moreover, is among you that shall lock the double doors so you shall not light up my altar gratuitously? I have no delight in you, says Yahweh of hosts, and I will not accept an approach present from your hand. For from the rising of the sun unto its setting, great is my name among the nations, and in every place incense is being brought close for my name, and a clean approach present. For my name is great among the nations, says Yahweh of hosts. Yet you are profaning me when you say, the table of Yahweh, sullied is it and its produce. Despised is its food. And you say, behold what tiredness it is. And you puff at it, says Yahweh of hosts. And you bring the pillaged and the lame and the ill. And when you bring the approach present, shall I accept it from your hand, says Yahweh. Cursed be the plotter when there is a male in his drove, and he is vowing and sacrificing what is ruined to Yahweh. For a great king am I, says Yahweh of hosts, and my name is feared among the nations. Chapter 2. And now this instruction is for you, priests. If you will not hear, and if you will not take it to heart to give glory to my name, says Yahweh of hosts, then I will send among you the curse, and I will curse your blessings. And moreover, I have cursed them, for you are not taking it to heart. Behold me rebuking your seed, and I will sift dung on your faces, the dung of your festivals, and I will carry you away with it. And you will know that I send to you this instruction to become my covenant with Levi, says Yahweh of hosts. My covenant, it came to be with him, life and peace, and I am giving them to him for fear, and he is fearing me. And in view of my name, he is dismayed. The law of truth, it came to be in his mouth, and iniquity, it was not found on his lips. In peace and in uprightness, he walked with me, and turned many back from depravity. For the lips of a priest, they shall keep knowledge, and the law shall they seek from his mouth, for the messenger of Yahweh of hosts is he. Yet you withdraw from the way, you cause many to stumble at the law. You ruin the covenant of Levi, says Yahweh of hosts. And moreover, I make you despised and low to all the people, in accordance as you are not keeping my ways, yet you show partiality in the law. Have we not all one Father? Did not one El create us? For what reason are we dealing treacherously, each with his brother, to profane the covenant of our fathers? Judah deals treacherously, and an abhorrence is done in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah profanes the holy place of Yahweh, which he loves, and has possessed the daughter of a foreign El. Yahweh shall cut off the man who is doing it, the one rousing and the one responding, from the tents of Jacob, and from bringing close an approach present to Yahweh of hosts. And this which I hate are you doing, covering the altar of Yahweh with tears, with lamentation and groaning, because I am not facing about to your approach present any more, or taking it with acceptance from your hand. Yet you say, on what grounds? Because Yahweh, he testified between you and the wife of your youth, to whom you are treacherous. Yet she is your partner and the wife of your covenant. And did not he make you one? Yet the rest of the spirit is his. And you say, what? Is one seeking a seed of Elohim? Now you beware in your spirit, for with the wife of your youth you must not be treacherous. When one hates to send away, says Yahweh Elohim of Israel, yet covers wrong by his clothing, says Yahweh of hosts, then you beware in your spirit, and you shall not be treacherous. You weary Yahweh with your words. Yet you say, in what way do we weary him? When you say, all doing evil are good in the eyes of Yahweh, and in them he delights, or where is the Elohim of judgment? Chapter 3. Behold me sending my messenger, and he will surface the way before me. And suddenly the Lord whom you are seeking shall come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant, in whom you are delighting. Behold, he comes, says Yahweh of hosts. Yet who will endure the day of his coming, and who will stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like the soap of launderers, and he will sit like a refiner and a cleanser of silver. And he will cleanse the sons of Levi, and purify them like gold and like silver. And they will come to be for Yahweh, bringing close the approach present in righteousness. Then the approach present of Judah and Jerusalem will be congenial to Yahweh as in the days of the Eon, and as in former years. Then I will come near to you for judgment, and be a swift witness against the enchanters and against the adulterers, and against those who are swearing in my name to falsehood, and against those extorting the hire of the hireling, the widow and the orphan, and turning aside the sojourner, and do not fear me, says Yahweh of hosts. For I, Yahweh, do not alter, and you, sons of Jacob, are not consumed. From the days of your fathers you have withdrawn from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me and let me return to you, says Yahweh of hosts. Yet you say, in what way shall we return? Will a human defraud Elohim? For you are defrauding me. Yet you say, in what way do we defraud you? In the tithe and the heave offering. With a curse you curse me, and me you are defrauding the nation, all of it. Bring the entire tithe to the treasure house, and viands shall come to be in my house. And test me indeed in this, says Yahweh of hosts. If I will not open for you crevices in the heavens, and I empty for you a blessing until there is insufficient storage. And I will rebuke for you the devourer, and he shall not ruin the fruit of the ground for you, nor shall it bereave for you the vine in the field, says Yahweh of hosts. And all nations will call you happy, for you shall become a land of delight, says Yahweh of hosts. Your words are steadfast against me, says Yahweh. Yet you say, what do we speak against you? You say, it is futility to serve Elohim. And what gain is it that we keep his charge, and that we walk somberly in view of Yahweh of hosts? And now we are calling the arrogant happy. Moreover, the doers of wickedness are built up. They even test Elohim and are escaping. Then those that fear Yahweh speak, each with his associate. And Yahweh is attending and hearing. And a memorial scroll is written before him concerning the fearers of Yahweh and concerning those taking account of his name. And they become mine, says Yahweh of hosts, for the day which I am making, a special possession. And I will spare them just as a man is sparing his son who is serving him. And you will return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between a servant of Elohim and him who does not serve him. Chapter 4. For behold, the day is coming, consuming like a stove, and all the arrogant and all doing wickedness become stubble. And the coming day will set them aflame, says Yahweh of hosts, which shall not leave to them root or bough. Yet the sun of righteousness will radiate for you who fear my name, and healing will be in its wings. And you will come forth and frolic like calves of the stall, and you will tread down the wicked, for they shall become ashes under the soles of your feet in the day which I am making, says Yahweh of hosts. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I instructed him in Horeb for all Israel, the statutes and ordinances. Behold, I will send to you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and advent day of Yahweh. And he will restore the heart of the fathers to the sons, and the heart of the sons to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth to its doom.